This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, I mentioned how the two words, let us, are found throughout the book of Hebrews. We meditated on those two words found in Hebrews 10, 19 through 25. Today, let's look at three more times they are used in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Life is a race. When runners prepare for a race, they wear warm-up clothing. But when they are in the race, they shed it and strip to bare essentials. While running the race God has appointed for us, we need to throw off everything that hinders us, even things that in themselves might be okay. Anything that hinders must go if we want to win. In addition, we need to get rid of sin, which will inevitably entangle us and trip us up at crucial points in the race. Once we are thus prepared to run, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. But as we run, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He ran his race flawlessly and triumphantly. It wasn't easy for him. He had to endure the shameful cross and all that surrounded it. But he stayed focused on the goal. That helped him endure. It won't be easy for us either, but if we follow his great example and persevere with our eyes on him, we also will win.